Hello guys, I come back again with another Let's Talk. I wanna speak about lesson number 11, but I don't decide to just retell this story because it may be a little boring. So I decided to share the result of my research about this lesson. So here we go. This lesson called Healthy at 100. And it's a title, a book that's written by John Robbins, who was very curious and he was a researcher. And he tried to find the answer for his question. But his question was, where large number of people live to be old, and why some people have very long life, and what is different between these people who had a very long life and other people, and in final, why do some people get a cancer with a very high rate and other people get very, very low rate. For finding the answer of this question, he find the culture and places in the world that in this place there are some people who had very long life and they live to be old. But not just to be old, because if you live to be old and you're sick and always be ill, and it is very bad life, it's terrible life, it's not fine. And he found people who had very long life, but of course they are very strong, very healthy, and have a happy life. One of place was Okinawa, that it was an island in Japan, and other place was Pakistan. And some people in two places have very long life. Okinawa is an island, as you know, in Japan, that very advanced with a high influence of American culture, and most of the people who live in this island have short life. But traditional people in these islands have a very long life, and they do hard physical work such as farm. It is very interesting. In 19 years old, 100 years old or more, they do very hard physical work. It's very interesting. So he investigated the lifestyle, especially nutrition status. He found the people who are consumption dairy products such as milk or meat or other consumption like this have short life in comparison with people who have very little consumption of these products. This finding confirmed by other study. Some study that investigated the rate of cancer between people show that the prostate cancer between the men who have most consumption of dairy products is double the rate in comparison with the men who had a little consumption of dairy products. And metastatic of this cancer is of this cancer in people or in men, especially in men, is increased in these people. Other study show that the people who had high intake of fruit or vegetable have a low risk of getting cancer. Another study show that consumption of soy milk regularly have correlation by low risk of cancer or reduction of risk in cancer. Especially it's due in prostate cancer in the men. You know, speaking about cancer is a little bit difficult because it's a little bit scientific. So let me speak about cancer just from my point of view. You know, for getting cancer, several items collaborate with the others to get cancer, to get someone cancer. Speaking about all this item is very difficult and it's very hard. I don't want to speak about all of them. I decided to speak just the item of nutrition in getting cancer. You know, the result of the research of John Robbins show that consumption of milk and other animal food is in correlation with getting cancer. But something that mattered for me is why every day, every time told us that use of milk, it's very useful. Really, it's very useful. Consumption of milk for body is necessary for our body, especially in bone formation. But if it had a correlation with cancer, it's very harmful. It's a big conflict between two sentences. So for finding this question, I searched the net and read some paper that it's about correlation between the consumption of milk with cancer. And research show conflict result. Some of them speak that the result or data of this study show that it is true, and there was a correlation between consumption of milk and getting cancer. For one of the study that I read, it's about breast cancer. As you know, breast cancer is the one cancer and most important cancer in a woman. In this research show that there was a correlation between consumption of milk and getting cancer. And in other A study speak about something opposite this result, and you know this finding are confirmed by a future study, and if it be true, and if there was a relation between cancer and consumption of milk, nutritional guidelines should be revised to consider the risk of and consumption of certain dairy products, and it's a must revise for all of us. So, thing that is very important is take care of your nutrition and reduce the fat food and other harmful food. I never decided to tell you be a vegetarian because it's a personal choice, I decided to tell you increase consumption of vegetable and fruits. I talked so long, I'm sorry. I hope to have a long life with healthy, with happiness, and very strong. Thank you very much. Have a good time. Bye.